You hear it all the time now in ads or see it in stores. At Floyd Fest, there may have been a half dozen vendors or more selling CBD-infused products that are derived from the hemp plant, now legal to grow again in Virginia. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning, live in studio to talk about that fast-growing industry, is Debbie Custer with Kias Research, who is consulting with retailers that want to jump on the CBD bandwagon. Debbie, it's a pleasure to have you visit with us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Well, Debbie, as we get started, what was the change in the law that led to this boom here in Virginia and maybe elsewhere on CBD products? And tell us exactly what CBD is.
Well, the law change basically deregulated hemp, which used to be a Schedule One, mm-hmm. in addition to marijuana. They're both from the cannabis strain, but marijuana has more THC than hemp. Hemp is defined as the plant with 0.3 THC or less. So basically, the law changed, and it became easier for people to grow, get the seeds, get the information. 4 years prior to that, in 2014, they did allow hemp growth for research in states that signed up and had colleges that were interested in doing so, Kentucky being one of the first.
Now, hemp at one point was legal, right? Until the 30s? Wasn't there some political thing that got marijuana and hemp outlawed?
Correct. 1937, the Marijuana Tax Act, what happened was they deemed that because the plant looks like marijuana, smells like marijuana, and grows like marijuana, and has a lot of the same medicinal properties, that it needed to be lumped in there. Folks like DuPont, who were trying to get nylon brought to the scene, did not want hemp fiber grown. People like William Randolph Hearst, who had all this forest land and wanted you to use wood for paper and building furniture and homes and not hemp. You can build amazing homes out of hemp, and you can utilize it for paper. And it was all about the money. It literally is all about the money.
Mm-hmm. And you were saying, you told me that industrial hemp has amazing strength.
It does. It's as strong. It's much similar to bamboo, but it is stronger than wood. You can actually, if you build a home out of hemp, it will be flame resistant, water resistant, mold resistant, pest resistant, and maintain a temperature of 65 degrees.
To me, that is unbelievable. That's fascinating.
Isn't that?
It really is.
That little plant right there.
Little plant right there.
So basically, there was a change in the federal law, Debbie, at the end of 2018, and then the states had to sign up to that? Or
correct. The states had to submit a plan to say, this is what we want to do. This is how we're going to regulate it. Even today, I have a license to grow hemp and process hemp. There is about 8,000 acres planted in the state of Virginia, or 8,000 acres that people have signed up to say they're going to grow. And so then the processing of it, once it flowers, which is what it's called more traditionally for some people, maybe buds, but they call it flower. Right. You process that, and that's where you get the oils from.
Okay. And you were saying that Virginia is a good state for seed and fiber type hemp, as opposed to what?
As opposed to the flower.
Okay.
The CBD flower requires more of a horticulture, hands-on kind of maintenance, where seed and fiber, you can just put it out there and let it grow and then cut it down and process it.
So seed and fiber, that's not where you're getting the CBD oils from, correct?
No.
Okay,
it's actually from the flower.
Right, and you were saying that in Virginia, those types of CBD or those types of hemp plants are growing indoors. I know you're at the Innovation Mill,
yes.
in Vinton. You've got Thelma and Louise there, the two plants there. So basically at this point, it's if you're in Virginia and you're cultivating hemp for CBD uses, you're growing it indoors.
No, actually, most people are planting it outside.
They are, okay.
They are, because there are no processing facilities locally for seed and fiber. So everybody is growing it outside. They are really working very hard, 24 hours a day, to keep pests off of it, to make sure that it stays irrigated. In fact, if you drive down 81 and you look on the left past Christiansburg, Matt Hagen's got about 85 acres planted there, and he hopes to have an extremely profitable crop this year.
I'm talking with Debbie Custer from Kias Research. But it has to be processed, right?
It does.
You were saying that was one of the issues in Virginia. There's not enough processing facilities, and really to make it financially feasible with transportation costs and all that, you need one about, what, every 75 miles?
75 miles for seed and fiber. Now, for CBD, for flower, you can have processing facilities anywhere. Basically, there are various ways to extract the oil. the cannabidiols, and that's specifically CBD. There are numerous cannabinoids in the plant, but the focus right now is on the cannabidiol, which is the anti-inflammatory product.
So CBD is cannabidiol.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or cannabinol.
I've seen it as cannabinol also.
Yeah,
So how do you recommend or how do you regulate the amount of THC? Now, for instance, the THC in marijuana is called
tetrahydrocannabinoid.
Right. So it's all in the same family. But how do you regulate what's in the CBD plant? Or is it just physically or just organically impossible to get enough THC out of it that it would become marijuana?
No, it's not. Actually, it's called going hot, and it happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah. The rains that we just recently had in North Carolina and South Carolina, those plants went hot last year at Virginia Tech. And going hot is a slang term for anything that goes over 0.3 THC. By law, if it goes over 0.3 THC, you are supposed to tear it out and burn it.
Really? It becomes marijuana, basically.
It becomes marijuana.
Okay. Before we do a little show and tell here, hops look like CBD or marijuana plants. So, you know, when you see like a Big Lick Brewing will have a hop behind the counter, it looks like buds from a THC plant. Are they all in the same family?
They are in the same family.
Okay.
And so there's actually, and I've not done a lot of research on this, so take this with a grain of salt, but I had an Air Force lawyer one time tell me that he got someone off who tested positive for having marijuana in his system because he drank 5 hoppy beers. The cadet said he never did have it. And the lawyer believed him, and they proved that 5 hoppy beers in this particular person caused him to test positive for THC. So keeping that in mind, it's everybody's metabolism is different. Mm-hmm. And so every time you do the test, it's going to test differently.
All right. We're speaking with Debbie Custer with Kias Research this morning. And Debbie, if you would, what types, if you will, of CBD products are most popular? What benefits do people see? Have any claims been studied clinically or by the FDA?
And why don't you show some of them here? Yeah. We're going to do a show and tell. Maybe you can pick one up and hold it up to the camera.
Claims with regard to the FDA, you cannot make them. You're not allowed to do so.
Okay.
What people see are anti-inflammatory benefits, and those can result in many things. Digestive issues are brought down. Mm-hmm. Anxiety, any kind of chronic pain is brought down. And the reason for that is all of those, you feel them because of the inflammation that is surrounding your nerve endings. So if you can bring that down, then you're going to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of what's happened. You can also get, if you ate well, a lot of the issues that we have with regard to inflammation is due to what we eat in our surrounding. We're in toxic surroundings. So by incorporating different things, this product is called Pet Calm, and it is designed to help bring down inflammation in pets. So pets who stress out over storms and gunshots and fireworks or you leaving, you give this to that pet and he will be much calmer during the day. These two products are the actual nutritional product, the seeds and the hemp hearts. Include these in your diet every day, and you will not have the need for anything else except as a one-off. It won't be something that you have to have maintenance in your diet every day. These products, Charlotte's Web, CBD oil, most of these are national products and can be found anywhere in the marketplace. What we tell people more than anything else, we try to educate them on the plant, is to know your source. You know, you don't go into a retailer and pick something up that you're not fully aware of the person that's made it. And that's where a lot of the problems have come in and people getting sick and those kinds of things, is that they don't know the source. They don't know the person. They're just buying it because it says CBD. Don't buy it because it just says CBD. You may test positive on a drug test. It's just not worth it. But as far as what the benefits are, the benefits help bring your body back into balance, and that's what we all need and want.
Mm. Now, you were saying about regulation. How are these regulated? Because I read something online that they're not regulated.
They're not regulated.
What does that mean?
That means that there's no viable entity out there making sure that what is in this bottle is there. And so
you mean the amount of CBD oil?
The amount of anything.
Okay.
There's nobody out there saying that whatever's in there is there, period. So there's been, you know, 50 products. I was at the FDA hearing and 50 products were discussed, and only one of those 50 had the had whatever it said on the bottle was in the bottle.
As far
of
as
any,
a,
anything, okay. any ingredient. And I can't believe that 50 companies set out to mislead the American public. I think they don't know about shelf stability of cannabidiol or cannabinoid products yet. And I think they don't know about ingredient integration, how they make them.
We did a story a while back. People are they vaping CBD oil?
They are.
And one of the things is the person that was talking, we were talking to, I think she was from Normal or something, was basically, we don't know enough about the carriers of the oil.
That's right.
What it's put in could be arsenic or whatever. So is there any way to assure that if you're going to vape a CBD oil, I guess for the calming effect, that you're getting a good carrier?
I would recommend vaping the flower and bypassing all the oil part.
Vaping the flower.
Vaping the flower,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, but so you're talking about flour that's actually crushed up?
The actual crunched up flour,
okay.
Yeah. No, get the flour from somebody that you trust who's a grower and bypass the oils. She's correct. We don't know enough about the oil. You know, there's been many articles about the adulteration of olive oils, and yet olive oil is a key carrier in a lot of products, a lot of CBD oils and vaping oils. And vaping oils also have propylene glycol in them.
Sounds bad.
It is bad.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, this is a little bit off topic, but the General Assembly in Virginia licensed 5 companies to dispense medical marijuana. They should open maybe later this year.
I hope so, yes.
Okay. Now, where are they sourcing their marijuana from? And I read in a paper that earlier this year there was some type of clash between the dispensaries and hemp growers.
Correct.
What was that about?
So it's got a lot to do with the fact that, first off, they're growing it. It's a vertical integration. That's part of the way the Virginia set it up, is that they're going to grow the marijuana in the same facility that they sell the oils or whatever it may be out the front of it.
For medical
use only. Okay. So you have to get an assessment done, and then you have to submit that assessment to the State of Virginia Pharmacy Board, and then they give you a certificate. So that is medical grade marijuana. It has 5% THC, where hemp is 0.3% THC, and I want to say 15% CBD or cannabinoids or cannabidiol CBD in that, in order for it to be classified as medical marijuana. The reason for the fight is that nobody knows CBD is CBD. It is a chemical compound. So when you say you can buy CBD at the CVS, and then in the same breath you say you have to buy it at one of the 5 dispensaries, there's too much confusion.
Right.
And so the clarification became there's CBD from hemp and there's CBD from marijuana. They're the same chemical compound. They're just processed and combined with THC differently.
Right. One's a lot more potent than
one's
the other.
Very potent.
Okay.
And very expensive.
We're talking with Debbie Custer from Kias Research, based at the Innovation Mill in Vinton, part of the Advancement Foundation. I wanted to ask you this, about a minute or so left. I've reading all kinds of things, crazy growth predictions for the CBD industry, a couple 100% a year for the next 3-4 years. Is that possible? And what could possibly stop it? Are we at the point now, early in the whole process, that we need to make sure that things are being done, with honor and with good intentions?
You asked about what could stop it. The climate can stop it, because a lot of this has been grown outdoors, and if it goes hot, these poor farmers will be out. So that's one of the things.
You can't have what? Too much rain?
You can't have too much rain, too much wind, too much sun.
Kind of like growing grapes.
Kind of like growing wine grapes. Exactly. It's exactly like growing wine grapes. And then the other thing that can stop it is a serious injury to consumers. So if a major company, or even a minor company, but if there's some news out there that says somebody is being injured by it, that could be detrimental to it. But they anticipate that it's going to be a $25 billion industry by 2025.
And where is it now?
It's about $6 or $7 billion.
Okay, so
it's pretty big, yeah.
Okay. We'll have to leave it there. Debbie Custer is with Kias Research about all things CBD. She's the expert. And Debbie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure. Gentlemen, thank you very much.